a couple things that'll make it easier to dial in that melody. Each chord has the melody is really arpeggio material from each one of the chord changes. So for D7, or more correctly, that's for D, and you notice I said D7, that's what we'll be jamming on, but the melody note is B natural in there, so it's actually more like just D major. There's the B. Okay, now to get to the G7 melody, all you need to do is turn the F sharp from the D scale into an F for the G7 scale. And of course, land on G. Next, we have a C arpeggio. Finally, an F. This G note connects with an A7, so if you'd like, put your C sharp under there. Then we're repeating. G. Now on the way out, we go to the D minor. On the D minor, it's just an A note. And then A7, the 5 of D minor, uses G and E and A. That repeats. Now we go back to our F. G7. C. Okay. Here's the whole thing. Maybe a little better tempo. There's a lick that a lot of the people play in swing music. I think it might be traced back to either Venuti and Lang or Grappelli and Reinhardt. It's an A flat note off the F scale position.